With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's easy to be disarmed by writer Maureen Howard with her gracious middle-aged manner, but Howard's skillful prose has a way of probing deep into the hearts and minds of her subjects, both real and fictional. Howard won the National Book Critics Circle Award for her autobiography, Facts of Life. Her latest novel, her fifth book, is called Expensive Habits. Howard herself could have been the prototype for her main character, Margaret Flood. They were both Irish Catholics from Connecticut, both successful writers, both with the bitterness of divorce behind them. But Howard says Margaret Flood's books were distortions of her life.
She twists and turns and doesn't tell the truth about her past and departs from known material.
A character in Expensive Habits puts her finger on Margaret Flood's way of selling out.
At one point, the old radical woman says to her, the one who's really kept the course and kept the faith, it's all grist for the mill. And in fact, that's one of her great sins. One of her expensive habits is that life has been all grist for the mill. She hasn't stopped to think how she's using the stories around her.
But Margaret Flood encounters a situation that she cannot rewrite.
One of the things that she is angry about when she believes that she is going to die because she has a heart condition, she says about the doctors and all, how dare they? I've always controlled the plot.
Margaret Flood further loses control of her life by the shocking murder of her teenage son.
All the adults in this book just deny reality and have neglected what they should have been looking after, and they should have been looking after that boy.
Expensive Habits by Maureen Howard is a complex novel of failure and redemption, which works despite its conscious literary style and its shifts in tense and person. It was published by Summit Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Maureen Howard takes some literary risk with her novel Expensive Habits, notably by alternating her narrative from past to present tense and from first person to third person.
I felt the past and present came together, were alive at one time, and that's eventually how that mode or how that style came about.
In Expensive Habits, Maureen Howard writes of a woman who is facing premature death from heart disease, of the two husbands who have failed her, and of a shocking family tragedy that changes everything. Much of the action in Expensive Habits takes place in Baltimore.
My husband and I went down and spent a marvelous amount of time poking around the eastern shore of Maryland and looking long at Baltimore and talking to people we know in Baltimore.
Howard had a kind of postpartum depression after finishing the novel.
My days felt very empty. I missed my book.
But there were practical duties to attend to.
I don't think writers ever talk about what an enormous amount of clerical work there is after you've finished writing and you feel that kind of elation that's wonderful. Then there's all this heavy clerical work and proofs and so forth.
Expensive Habits, which was published by Summit, is Maureen Howard's fifth book. The others are still in print and paper. Not a Word About Nightingales, Bridgeport Bus, Before My Time, Grace Abounding, and a memoir, Facts of Life. In Facts of Life, Howard describes herself as a sinner from the start.
If I was a sinner from the start, then I'd say, I'm contrite. I think I'm contrite now. Maybe I wasn't then. But contrition has come upon me.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.